The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It is time for Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tobel, Director of Brand and Digital Member Experience at First Alliance Credit Union. Hi, Jenna.
Hey, Andy.
Last week, we talked about your financial identity. What's the Good Money Moves topic for today?
Yeah, today we are going to be talking about a growing trend in how people are making money. And you might have heard of this before. It's not a new term, side hustles.
or side gigs.
Yeah, side gigs, older side folks. Business. Yeah. In fact, 39% of Americans are actually currently working a side hustle in addition to their full-time job, typically to pay their bills, right? So it is growing. Like there's that number actually increases in some of the younger generations. But before we dig too deep into that, you know, let's just back up a minute, make sure everybody understands what I'm saying when I say side hustle. It just means a secondary income generating activity that someone is pursuing in addition to their primary source of income, which would typically be your full-time professional career, right? So this is different, though, than what you would think of as a traditional part-time job, right? Oh, okay. A side hustle is usually a very flexible and independent endeavor that allows the individual to explore their passions, develop new skills, while also supplementing their income. So they are a little bit different than just getting a second part-time job on the side, right?
Like people selling their crafts on Etsy, that sort of
correct.
Thing.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
All right. I like this topic now that you took the part-time job part out of it.
Yeah.
So why are these side hustles a growing trend?
Yeah. So that is a great question. Side hustles are a growing trend because, well, and this is not necessarily rocket science, everything is more expensive and incomes have not kept up in most cases with those rising costs. So people are finding ways to supplement their income in most cases. So according to a recent Bankrate survey, 41% of side hustlers need the extra money just to make ends meet. And another 43% plan to use the money primarily for boosting their savings or allowing for some additional disposable income because their normal paycheck doesn't cover what they need.
Yep. I want to go on vacation this year, so I'm going to go pick up whatever I can on the side.
Exactly. And now this income gap tends to hit, and I mentioned this in the introduction of the show, this income gap tends to hit those in a younger demographic a little bit harder, which because they don't have the capacity to earn as much in most cases, which is why you see more people from those younger generations with a higher propensity of having that side hustle.
And they may think that that is something new, but that is not something new. It's been that way forever.
Yeah. Yep. It is. But it is increasing, right? The number of individuals who need to have that in order to make ends meet.
I think they might be doing it later in life than they used to. But I remember in our 20s, most of us were working multiple jobs.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's not a new trend by any sense of the imagination. I think that how people are making that extra money has changed significantly, though.
Yes, for sure.
You know, and I think it's also important to note that most side hustles are not going to make you rich, right? That the average side hustle actually brings in about $1,000 a month. And that's average, right? The median is significantly lower than that, closer to $200 a month. And this is according to a survey from SideHustleNation.com. in that survey, they also mentioned that those who made the most money from their side hustles also spent significantly more time working on them, which makes sense, right? The more time you have to spend on something, the more likely it is going to return back to you. So
that's also a little scary that the median is only $200.
Yeah. But $200 is $200.
Yeah. $1,000 is 12 grand a year. So
yeah. It's not nothing, but it's also, again, not probably going to make you rich, especially not overnight. But that being said, even though earning money is definitely kind of a primary driver for people to start a side business, some of the other benefits of this, of a side hustle, are more personal, right? So there's the ability to kind of develop skills. So side hustles offer room for individuals to explore and develop new skills outside their primary profession, which can contribute to both professional and personal growth, right? Making them ultimately more versatile and marketable more quickly in their profession.
Mm-hmm.
It also taps into that entrepreneurial spirit that a lot of people have, right? Many side hustles involve very entrepreneurial activities. You are running a business, essentially. Right. But it allows people to test their business ideas without as much risk. And it can kind of start to lay the groundwork for a potential full-time business venture. In a lot of cases, there's definitely people who have turned their side hustles into their full-time career.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to really pursue your passions, right? Those side hustles often involve activities that people are just really passionate about, whether it's a hobby, another type of creative outlet, or maybe a cause that they care deeply about. You know, those having that side hustle can provide a chance to turn those interests and those passions into some additional income for yourself. It also, this is something that people don't often think about, but it does actually provide a level of job security and independence. Because it's diversifying your income, right? So relying solely on one source of income can be a little bit risky if you think about it, right? So side hustles offer a way to diversify those income streams and really provide a buffer in case of an unexpected job loss or economic downturns, right? If you work on commission, your job can fluctuate a lot. So having that side gig can maybe help kind of even that out month to month. But it also really provides someone more sense of independence and control over that financial destiny to some degree, because they can choose how much or how little they want to work on that particular venture. And it also builds a lot of networking opportunities, right? So if you think about it, side hustles are going to involve connecting with a broader network of people who share similar interests and skills as you do, as you try to create and build your side hustle into something that's generating income. And so this networking can actually lead to a lot of new opportunities and like really fun collaborations and just valuable connections across various industries that can help you not only in your side hustle career, but even in a professional career that you may have.
This is really interesting topic for me. I, you know, not being one of the younger demographics anymore, but I've watched several people start out a business as a side hustle. And at first a very mm-hmm. small side hustle. Selling collectibles on eBay, let's say, because they were their own collectibles mm-hmm. and they were into it. And I can sell a few. I watched one of these advance all the way up to this person became more or less a wholesaler.
Yeah.
And they were buying products in mass and then reselling them on eBay. And I mean, it was, it was astounding to me, because the products were like, you're selling what?
Yeah.
How did you get into selling, you know, jewelry, you know, or mm-hmm. whatever, belt buckles or whatever it could have been. And they ended up, you know, it took over, and this was their full-time job and business. And they ended up making considerably more than they were in their full-time job.
Yes. Yeah, it does happen. And
it does.
It happens regularly. I would say regularly.
Yeah. Not always, and you can say, though, regularly. It was something that started out as their passion hobby, as you mentioned earlier, and it just morphed into something else. But they did have to put a lot of blood and sweat and tears into the business. It wasn't like it happened overnight, and it wasn't like it was easy. It took a great deal of determination to make it happen. But Pretty incredible. And like I say, I've seen 3 or 4 people do this. And it's been fun to watch. And you kind of get that little thing in your twinkle in your eye thinking, yeah, if they could do it, maybe I could do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it can be really inspiring to hear those stories.
Well, we're going to talk about side hustles some more today on Good Money Moves. Great way to, as you said, diversify your income streams. Jenna Tauble with First Alliance Credit Union with us. I'm Andy Brownell. Back in a moment on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tauble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tauble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. The topic today is side hustles. I like this. Jenna Tauble with First Alliance Credit Union. I guess I know this. There are different types of side hustles. Are there are there better or worse ones to pursue?
Yeah, that's a good question. There are definitely a lot of different ways you can approach having a side hustle. And I wouldn't say blatantly that there are options that are better or worse than one or the other. It really comes down to your personal preference, your passions, your skill set, and how much time and money you want to devote to getting this rolling. You can think of side hustles in a couple different ways, right? You can think there's in-person side hustles, which is things like tutoring or teaching like classes locally, dog walking or pet sitting services. Some cases like event planning or catering for events can be like in-person side hustles to a degree. And the kind of the pro to this is you get to support your local community and you really get to know your neighbors through these types of activities. The con on that, though, is things like tutoring or pet sitting are not necessarily going to be the highest income generating activities typically. So, again, you kind of have to weigh, well, what is my goal with having this? And how much time are you going to have to invest? They're very labor intensive.
Yep.
And of course, then there's
thinking you run the risk of, like, if you wanted to be a snowplow person, you know, to go out and do driveways or parking lots.
Oh,
This year would be a bad year.
Yes, it would be. those poor neighborhood kids are not knocking on my door to shovel my driveway this year.
No, but even the people with commercial operations who come in with skid loaders and things like that, their bottom line is hurting.
Yes. Yeah. And then you talk about more of the online side hustles that a lot of people think of, maybe when they think of having a side hustle, things like blogging, having a podcast, maybe creating some online courses, or being like a YouTube or social media video quote unquote influencer, right? Those are all ways you can have a side hustle, right? If you do well on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, you can make money doing that. It does work from people. And the pro for that is really this typically is going to be very fun work for you, right? You're not going to start a blog if you hate writing. And you can find very, very niche audiences to serve, right? If you are super passionate about something very obscure, there is still an audience out there for you and you can find it through these avenues.
It's crazy what's out there.
Yeah.
I have a distant relation through marriage. Mm-hmm. This person is now in their 30s. They started doing this in their 20s. And you're talking about niche market. Going online YouTube with instructional videos for young teenage girls how to apply makeup correctly.
Yep.
Making there's thousands of dollars a week.
Yep. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's a niche out there that hasn't been filled yet too, I'm sure of it. But the problem or the downside of these types of side hustles are you have to, again, find that niche because this is a very saturated space to be in at this point. And there's a high likelihood that it will not generate significant income for you unless you're doing something that catches people's eyes very differently or in a unique way.
Yep.
And it does require a significant amount of consistency, right? You can't just put one blog out into the world and think it's going to make you money. You have to do it repeatedly, consistently. So again, that level of time commitment.
With a little flair.
Yes. Yeah. You have to be engaging. People are looking to be entertained via these channels these days. This kind of leads me into the next type of side hustle, and that is freelancing. This is, or, you know, it's becoming quite common for people to freelance in their free time. Things like graphic design or other content creation services, you know, web development or programming, even consulting in various fields like marketing or finance are becoming very common. And people will commonly offer their freelancing services through specific platforms like Upwork or Fiverr in a lot of cases. Freelance bloggers are a thing as well. And the pro to this type of side hustle is that you get to utilize a professional skill set that you have and kind of to supplement your income. You don't have to necessarily go out and learn something new. You're relying on the information you already know. However, if you're relying on freelancing gigs, they can be very irregular to your income. And the projects that you're proposed can vary in size and time requirements. So it can be a little bit harder to balance what you're doing in that space with your regular job. There's also what you would consider gig economy side hustles, and what I mean by that is things like if you are a driver for a rideshare service like Uber or Lyft, or task-based jobs like that you would have from TaskRabbit or, you know, DoorDash, Postmates, those types of delivery service type things. So those types are very flexible to set your own hours, right? If you don't want to work and drive Uber one day, you don't have to, right? There's no set number of hours you have to work necessarily. You can kind of do it as you feel you want to. However, the income can be kind of limited. You're using your own equipment typically, and it can also be very irregular income, right? Especially if you think about, well, if it's a really busy night, you might make a lot of money, but if there's not a lot of people going out and about, you're not necessarily going to have as much income coming in. And then you also have to factor in the cost and the wear and tear on your own equipment to drive your car around all these extra miles, right? So that one, you kind of have to weigh the pros and cons of that pretty carefully. And then of course there's kind of mentioned this earlier in the show that what you were maybe thinking initially of a side hustle, and that is more of those creative ventures. So selling handmade crafts on Etsy, offering art or music lessons, creating and selling digital artwork or prints. These are all those creative type ventures. And these are really popular because you get to really pursue a passion that you have and you have this really great creative outlet for yourself. However, there can be a lot of competition in this area, right? You think of all the people who are selling jewelry on Etsy or are selling homemade crafts or, you know, whatever it may be. And so it can be really, really difficult to have a competitive price that also nets you back some level of income back from those from time to time. So the last one I'll mention really is kind of more quick cash side hustles that are becoming popular, and that's like things like participating in focus groups or taking online surveys for companies that will oftentimes compensate you for those. That is becoming a growing trend as well. So really all that to say, there's a lot of different ways you can go about having a side hustle, and really the pros and cons of each really are going to depend on your ability to spend time on it.
Yep.
Maybe the risk levels you're willing to accept in starting that venture, how much income you're hoping to generate from it, and really even what skills or passions that you already have that you might be using to make all of that happen.
A lot to mull over, that's for sure.
Yes. All right.
Side hustle's the topic today on Good Money Moves. Jenna Tobel and myself will be back in a moment. on Newstalk 1340 KROCAM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is Newstalk 1340 KROCAM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Good Money Moves, side hustles. That's what we're talking about today. Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union. And okay, so I'm at this point now. I've kind of figured out what I want to do. I have this skill and I think it might work. What do I do now? How do I pursue this?
Yeah, good question. There's definitely a couple steps you can take to start moving forward with a side hustle for yourself. So first, it's going to be important that you choose a side hustle that's aligned with your interests and skills and really assess what you enjoy doing and where your expertise lies, right? If you're not interested in baking, you really should not start a cupcake selling side hustle. Or if you really enjoy helping kids, becoming a tutor might be a really good fit for you, right? So that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about here. And secondly, you want to set really clear goals for yourself. So define your financial and personal goals for having this side hustle and break them down into more achievable milestones, right? Going back and using those SMART goals like we talk about all the time on this show. You know, think about things like how much do you need to make from this endeavor to make it worthwhile and really actually boost your income in relation to the amount of time you're spending on it? Do you have the time to put in that amount of effort that's going to be needed? Is this realistic? And plan to start small. Do not assume that you're going to sell thousands of pieces of jewelry on Etsy overnight, right? You have to build your business and build that reputation. And I will also say in this day and age, you have to have some kind of online presence because yes, this is going to add legitimacy to your side hustle for those who do not already know you personally. And this doesn't mean you have to go out and build an entire website. That's not what I'm saying, right? Oftentimes just having a social media page for your side hustle is enough to put people at ease to trust that your business is legitimate. And that can also just mean having a very active and professional looking account for your Etsy store, or making sure that on Fiverr you have a really clear description of what it is you can and can't do. And also good old fashioned in-person networking can also really help boost referrals. And by having that online presence to be like, you know, let's talk about this. Here's my information. You can learn more about my business here. Goes a long way. And you also need to think about how you'll be managing the money you earn from your side hustle. So I strongly, strongly recommend that your side hustle money is separate from your personal finances. And this is important for a couple of reasons. So keeping that separate account makes it easier to track the income and expenses that are associated with your side hustle. It makes it easier to report any income and expenses accurately in that way. And this is especially important when your side hustle involves self-employment or freelancing, right? I want you to think about the tax responsibilities that come with that. So, and then additionally, as your side hustle grows, which hopefully it will if you're giving it the time and attention it deserves, having separate finances makes it so much easier in the future should you want to turn this into a full-fledged business for yourself to secure business loans, credit, capital investment should you need it, right? Because lenders and investors want businesses that have those organized financial structures in place and have been in business for a significant amount of time. And if you can show that going back from the start, that's going to be really beneficial to you. And additionally, in the unfortunate event of some kind of business debt that you've taken on or legal issues that arise, right? If you offer a cupcake business and you accidentally give someone food poisoning, it's not going to be good for you, right? I mean, those are the types of things you need to be thinking about. So keeping those personal and business finances separate is actually going to help protect your personal assets from potentially being seized or used in some kind of settlement related business situation, right? Yep. It's just good practice out the gate to keep those separate.
Think of the nightmare scenario and plan for it.
Yes.
Okay. So is there anything else out there that we can think of when you're talking about, starting a side hustle?
Yeah. So I think it's just really important that no matter how small your endeavor may be at first, you are starting a business. So that no matter what, you are starting a business for yourself. So this means that you need to treat it like one. And like I said, having those separate personal and kind of side hustle money accounts is a great start, but there are other considerations to think about as well, right? Understanding and complying with any legal regulations from the start, because ignoring those legal aspects can result in huge fines, legal troubles, damage to your reputation long term, right? And what I just, again, going back to that, if you are going to be a baker, you might need something that's known as a cottage license to do baking and sell goods out of your home, right?
You might have to talk to the health department too and get a certificate from them.
Right. You also need to just take some time to really research and understand all of the legal aspects that your side hustle might have in relation to it. And if you need to, make sure you consult with professionals to ensure that you do have the proper licenses and permits, depending on what it is you're doing. Not everything is going to have a bunch of licenses and permits attached to it, but some of them are. And your side hustle money is not exempt from taxes. You do need to keep good records of your income and report it correctly for tax purposes. So you don't want to have a tax audit down the road only to find out you have hundreds and hundreds of dollars because you didn't report your taxable income from your side hustle. So that being said, a side hustle can be a really fun endeavor. It can boost your income. It allows you to pursue your passions, but you do really have to be mindful of some of that less fun stuff in the process.
Less fun. I like the way you put that.
Yeah.
And of course, this is a move towards good money moves. And as always, I ask you, Jenna, where can I find out more about making good money moves?
As always, I encourage our listeners to visit our website, firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice every week. You can listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on KROCnews.com. You can subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple, Google, and Spotify podcasts. And if you love our show, please leave us a review on your favorite platform. Or if you have a financial topic you'd like covered or questions you'd like answered on Good Money Moves, send me an email at marketing@firstalliancecu.com. And of course, I strongly encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union. They are here to help you start making good money moves today.
That's First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. Jenna Tobel, thank you as always. And we will get together again next week for another Good Money Moves right here on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.